You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Welcome to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, daily conversations with Christian entrepreneurs to inspire and empower Christian business owners to walk strongly in their faith, while build a thriving business that honors Him in every way. Now, over to your host, Anne Marie Cross.
And welcome to another episode of the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast. This is episode 63, and I'm your host, Anne Marie Cross, the podcasting queen. Now, our guest today says it's not about telling, it's about helping people to hear. Now, I wonder, as a Christian entrepreneur, do you help your customers or clients to hear through your actions, your interactions every single day? Now, joining me on today's show is Gary Comer. Gary is the founder of Soul Whisperer Ministries, SWM, an organization dedicated to helping churches develop missionally. Now, after planting and pastoring two churches, Gary was hired by Sandals Church, a prominent congregation in Southern California, as an outreach director. Now, during that five-year stint, he also served as a church planting coach for the Christian Ministry Alliance and mission trainer with Serve You International while completing his doctorate at Talbot Theological Seminary, pursuing God's vision to help churches full-time these past 3 years. He has faced the steep learning curve of developing a non-profit business. Content development has been a major focus, and in fact, 6 book resources, an 11-part YouTube series also carried by Right Now Media. Remission, Rethinking How Church Leaders Create Movement is Gary's newly released book, and his first Soul Whisperer, Why the Church Must Change Their Way It Views Evangelism, maintains a 5-star rating over 90 Amazon reviews. Fantastic. Now, on today's show, Gary is going to share Find Your Calling, Stay the Course, and Push for Innovation. So welcome to the show, Gary.
Anne-Marie, it's great to be with you.
That is some impressive background, and I can't wait to hear more about your journey and the impact that you are making. Is from your background, I assume that you've always just been passionate about sharing the word, and if we look back, we really can see that your entire career has been in some way or another involved in churches and church plantings. Is that something that's been with you from youth? How did that happen for you?
No, actually, I grew up outside the church. Wow. And so I became a Christian when I was 21 years old. And God reached down and saved a wild partying kid who was empty and searching. And and so I ended up coming into the faith. But immediately, almost immediately, I had a heart and a passion to reach out to people with the message.
Yes.
And so I got involved in campus and college ministry early on, and a church pulled me onto a staff, and that kind of set the early course for me moving in that direction.
Yeah, look, thank God as well. You know, it's interesting. I grew up in the church, and, you know, two of my brothers were missionaries and ministers, and the other one taught in a Christian school, secondary college. And it's interesting when you hear the stories of people who grew up in the church and then people who were outside the church and had their lives transformed. Not that we're comparing the two, but often it's the people who did not grow up knowing Christ that have such a transformation. There's a passion and a fire in them that just, you know, that they want to go out and share the good news and just, you know, how many people are struggling that don't know Jesus. Can I just ask you, how did you come to know Christ? Was it through someone that you knew, or did you hear something? Did you read something? What was it?
It was a girlfriend who reached out to me.
Yeah.
And so I have one of those stories, but it is a fascinating story in the sense that, you know, she was the first one who really took the time to, you know, spend some time and kind of bring me along spiritually. And so one of the things that I try to teach people with my book, Soul Whisperer, and Soul Whisperer, by the way, is named for Jesus.
Yeah.
So Jesus is the soul whisperer, the one who spoke uniquely and powerfully and personally into people's lives as we open up the Bible, we see that very powerful dynamic unfold. But anyway, she was the one who reached out and eventually led me to Christ. And so I always look back and I really think that that story actually is a story I want to see Christians reproduce everywhere.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why I'm really fascinated about that, because, you know, when I see and observe, parishioners and missionaries, you know, there's different approaches. And so it's always interesting to find it, because often it's the quiet people who share through just their actions and their interactions, their conversations, that can often make the greatest impact. You know, in that saying we've heard, actions speak far louder than words. So prior to your girlfriend at the time sharing that with you, had you heard about Jesus obviously beforehand? And obviously the way she approached it was quite different. How did that kind of land for you?
Yeah, I think it was a time when I was, you know, open. Mm. There was a deeper search that was taking place.
Yes.
You know, the Lord's timing in bringing that together. But I do think that the relational part was key. Mm. And so that's one of the things that I think that we can do so much better in the church and with our businesses, and as we're reaching out, hiring people and reaching out to people in the community, build relationships. And then I think that we need to take that to the next level, which is not just to have ongoing relationships, but to learn what influence, spiritual influence entails. Mm. And so one of the things that I've done with the books that I've written is to break down specific influence skills. And so these are some ways that believers, Christians, and leaders can think about how we have spiritual influence in the lives of people.
Yeah.
It goes beyond just the idea of telling the gospel, the good news, to, you know, what are some of the dynamics and what are some of the things that we can lean into that would help the sharing to be more natural and more meaningful.
Yes, absolutely. Because, you know, when you hear of stories of people such as yourself that had up until a time not known the absolute love that Christ has for them, that he gave his life, you know, to save us. And then they hear about it. And we've even had guests on the show that have been involved in their own business with coaching and mentoring their clients, but from a spiritual, the worldly spiritual aspects. Then they realized that, you know, through Jesus, what they were teaching and bringing to the world was actually not only incorrect, it was very dangerous. She said, had my friend not told me about Jesus, and it was started off by a death in her family, so a mutual friend died, and she said, I would never have known. And I wonder, how many people have I interacted with and never said anything yet? You know, so I can't wait to hear more. And of course, I'm going to go and grab copies of your book. And let's talk about Find Your Calling. Share about this, because we hear a lot of people talk about find your calling, find your purpose. But I tell you what, that can be an adventure and, you know, something in itself. So share more about this.
Yeah, and I want to say that God often finds us, doesn't he? Mm-hmm. He finds our calling. And my story is very much about that.
Mm-hmm.
Lord returning me to my first love passion of evangelism and also kind of the missional development of the church. And so through some of my own journey, and really through some failure that had happened in my life, where I lost a position in my midlife point of my journey, God rerouted me back to school. And during that time, he basically just completely revolutionized the way I saw things as far as how we could help the church do things better. Backed me into writing. And so, you know, I talk a little bit about brokenness in my books, both of my books. I'm going to talk about that experience and how all of us have it, and we experience these different things that we go through, mistakes, blow it, sins, whatever. And yet God has a way of redeeming it all. God has a way of taking it and moving us into different directions. God has a way of teaching us many things. And he's shown me many things. I have a saying in my second book. I say, it took a broken lens to make a writer. It was the brokenness of my life that really opened me up to people's experiences in a much bigger way. And it changed really me. And it transformed the way I connected with people and also the way I wrote. And so I saw how the Lord was greater and bigger and redeemed all things. Now, finding your calling is also in the business world, in the entrepreneurial world, is really finding your niche. And in a way, you know, it's specialization. I've seen some different people try to offer too much.
Yes.
I, you know, sometimes do you see that, you know, where someone online, they're trying to start a consulting business and they're saying, hey, they can consult you for everything. And it's like, well, what is it that God has uniquely gifted and passioned you about? What is it that he's teaching you that you can bring and contribute to whatever it is as far as the business world? And whatever it is within the ministry world. And so I've gone through that experience of having the Lord kind of hone in on that for me. And, you know, I really believe I found my niche. I think I will be doing what I'm doing now for the rest of my life.
Yes. And I have to say, Gary, that I find that too. If I look back 10 years ago, almost 10 years ago, that was when I first started podcasting as a way to spread inspiration and hope. That was back, you know, in 2008 was when the global financial crisis hit. I was involved in the career industry. And I'm sharing this because sometimes it doesn't happen, well, not sometimes, a lot of times, it doesn't happen overnight. It's in God's timing. And I heard an analogy about how God will often have us in the dark room. You know, photographers used to develop their pictures in the dark room. God has us there to develop strengths and skills and giftings and a reminder to lean into him, not on our own strengths, but in his alone, that, you know, then we can go the next season. But it's those strengths and skills and so forth that we're developing, you know, over the time. But fast forward now, 10 years on, there's no way, had I not started back then and developed and grown and continued to podcast all those years, that I would not have been able to do this daily one and be able to provide a platform for people such as yourself. Often we don't see these skills and gifts and strengths that God's given us because we're comparing ourselves to others. What are other people doing? We have our ambitions, you know, solely on what we want and whatever success and significance we have for ourselves. What has been a couple of lessons for you? Because I think this can really speak to people who are stuck and it may just be right there in front of them, but they're just not recognizing it.
Yeah, you know, I think that as we seek the Lord is faithful to bring us to some significant moments of life where we have some realizations about ourselves and we get to know ourselves better. I want to just also just reiterate what you just said as far as this long-term part in it. I mean, for us, it's been very much that way. We started Solace for Ministries, and yet it has been years of us grinding away, seeking the Lord and holding on to the vision and the dream that we believe he has given us to pursue. And so we, one of the things that my wife and I have said, and we've said this initially with Soul Whisper, you know, just because we thought, wow, this book has got so much potential. And it's just hard to get it out there. You're a new writer, right? You know, you're just kind of paving the way. You're trying to get those inroads to kind of open up and everything. But one of our sayings is the story is not over. And you know, it gave us hope, and you know, to kind of hold in there that, well, the story's not over on the book. And this last year, the Lord opened up the opportunity for Right Now Media to pick up our video series on it. I mean, I've seen the ratings improve, and part of that has happened as we've just kind of hung in there over time. So, you know, I don't have an answer as far as people finding exactly kind of what their niche is. But I think that people intuitively get a feel for their gifting and their strengths. and that sense of calling. And when that happens and that becomes this focal punch, mm-hmm. then you need to stick with it.
Yes.
You need to give it a chance to develop for God to do all he wants to do with that dream and that vision. Mm. Because it's not going to happen overnight. Mm. It's going to be something you're going, and the Lord is good in that way. He wants to take us down that journey where we have to trust him, yes. where we have to depend upon him for what's next. Mm-hmm. And I've also found that the Lord is incredible when he's got you on that path, whatever that dream is that he's leading you down. Mm-hmm. He is incredible to encourage you.
Yes.
I've been amazed. I mean, I had that happen early on. I remember when I first started social media, Twitter, I remember the day I started it. I signed up. My designer set me all up to get going with it. Mm. And then on that day, I almost quit on that day. I said, oh, I'm never going to do this. And I was just about ready to do that. And then I noticed, wow, you know, I just had 18 people follow me, you know? Yeah. And so I thought, hey, maybe there's potential. And it was like that little encouragement, that things. And, you know, now, I mean, my whole Twitter platform is, I know people all over the world from Twitter.
Yes.
And yet God just gives you those little encouragements. The same things with the book. I've been so encouraged to hang in there with continuing to write mm-hmm. and continuing to get my message out because of what readers have mm-hmm. said. Mm-hmm. And that's the Lord, isn't that? That's the yeah. Lord encouraging us.
Absolutely. And you know, that speaks beautifully into the area that you wanted to speak about, staying the course. I think sometimes what often happens is we see other people's successes, or sometimes people should share more, or be more transparent in sharing the lows as well as the highs. Because quite often we can assume that, as you said, the things that we read, you know, do this, press a button and sit back, and all of a sudden it'll, you know, your influence will come, you know, piling in the door, and so will the orders, which is just not true. Or they don't share the decades that they put in, the hard work, the, you know, the failures, which are really just a stepping stone. Someone said so beautifully in the last episode, a stepping stone towards a way and a process that you're developing that you know will eventually get you there. And we do end up giving up, don't we? And sometimes right at the time where we were just about to break through to that next level. Speak a little bit more around, if you will, failures, because I know for me, any time, and I'm thankfully, thank the Lord, that I'm getting far used to now looking at failures as opportunities and learnings. But we can often struggle because we can assume that we're not good enough. Success is not something that is in our DNA almost. So let's speak a bit about this, because I think this is often something that holds many entrepreneurs back.
Oh, the failure side. Oh my gosh. It's such a failure is success when it's about learning, right?
Yes.
And so, I mean, no one sets out to fail. No one wants to fail. Mm-hmm. But if we are taking risks and we're taking steps and we're learning as we go, then there's progress. Mm-hmm. And so it sharpens us. And I think experiences are our part. I think failures give us experience, because failures enable us to see things with sharp, crisp clarity. Mm. We might not see what it really takes to succeed outside of having experienced failure for some time. It hones us.
Yes.
It focuses us, and it gives us grit. Mm-hmm. Right? You know, that thing that we need, where that fight,
yes.
where we're going to hang in there. I'm not going down here with the ship.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's just there's character building that happens, as we learn. And I think that, one of the things that I picked up from it was an article. I can't remember exactly who wrote it, but the guy had talked about how he had given up, like a decade of his life to, he said, I gave up my 30s. And what did he do? He pursued different types of experiences during that decade of time.
Wow.
He went and did things that were kind of under the radar types of things, mm-hmm. but it gave him the kind of experiences that he needed to succeed in his path, in his career.
Yeah.
And, you know, I thought, oh man, there was so much wisdom in that. 10 years,
yeah.
But I've done some of that too, you know, where I was kind of, you know, not doing that great. And just as far as my old ministry picture, maybe it wasn't, you know, as prominent as I would have liked it to be, you know, wasn't as successful as I would like it to be. But I continue to pursue different types of experiences and go on different mission experiences and trips and do training internationally, do some different things that were just, it broadened me. It broadened me as a writer. It broadened my vision for what God wanted to do in the world. And even though those things weren't heralded things, they turned out to be great blessings.
Yes.
And so find, you know, if you're out there and you're kind of making your way with it, you know, what are those experiences that you need to get, that you need to continue to build in? God will work it all together.
Yeah. And I love how you said in your profile, Gary, which really aligns beautifully with what you've just said, is learning how to also hold on to hope and realizing and recognizing that the experiences that you do have will continue to build that depth and width of knowledge and wisdom that you could never have had or received had it not been for that journey and for that time that God had placed you in the different circumstances and situations that you now draw upon. Yes.
That's right. Oh yeah. 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 We do. It's who we are. Right. And whether you're a business leader or a pastor or consultant, whatever you are and that God is calling you to, you are going to do your leading and your ministering out of who you are.
Yes.
And so God has to deepen us and shape in us. And one thing about passion, when you find your passion, that niche, that calling, that thing, you pour yourself into it naturally, don't you? Because you think about it and you want to see greater things happen. And because of that, that passion, that keeps you in that learning curve. And that's what I have found in my story. Yes. It's been my fight, my desire to see Christians better equipped to reach other people and churches more effective in penetrating their communities, that has led to a great learning curve in my life. And so anyways, I just see that passion being key.
Yeah. Oh, look, absolutely. And let's face it, when we do come against barriers, obstacles, challenges, which often we do, and sometimes it is other people who are trying to speak into our lives that we, you know, which could distract and discourage us. So we need to have that clarity and that focus and really be leaning in to him and have his, you know, support and get direction from him. But I think what often will happen is if we don't do that, we can become distracted. And if we don't have that passion, that often is what drives us forward, get up the next day, even in the situation where something that we had really worked hard doesn't work out. It's that passion that drives you forward. And it's also, it's combined, what I call it, it's very much integrated with what you stand for. That thing, that topic, that title, that area that you want to share that message and make an impact in, I think that's what drives you forward. You know what? I'm going to pick myself up. Let's refocus. What can we do better? What did we, you know, what didn't we do well? And how can we move forward? Passion will often drive that, yes?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Absolutely.
Just going, God is faithful over us, and he's wired us up in a certain way. And he gives us big enough dreams that keep us going, and he's given us a big, great kingdom dream to be a part of as well, all of us. So those in the entrepreneurial side of things and the business side of things, that's a big part too, is that everyone in the marketplace, anyone who's doing anything in the marketplace is, I think, fulfilling what Jesus is saying, being, you know, in the world and for influence in the world, not of the world, but in the world. And so we're positioned to be a part of that great kingdom dream as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of my visions is to unite that, because collaboratively and united, we can make a far bigger impact for one another to be, you know, be able to pray into each other's lives and be that support. But I think, you know, so often here in Australia, and then I want to talk about innovation because I love what you say, you know, you want to challenge the status quo. I'm all about challenging status quo. But I, getting back to the collaboration point of view, here in Australia, I think businesses, even, you know, small to medium, but even the larger corporations are quite hesitant to collaborate. And I think Australia is about 28th, even lower in the scale globally of collaborating and bringing the best of individual companies and combining together. Because, you know, when we bring the best of both worlds to the marketplace, we can then achieve something that individually we could not hope to achieve. Can you imagine kingdom businesses aligning, supporting one another from opposite ends of the globe, all with a commitment to build a kingdom business globally that, you know, that continues to show the compassion and love of Christ? Can you imagine? Yeah. And all of us giving to organizations who are out there on the ground, because their expertise is to going into those developed or developing countries to establish economies within that and empowering those individual communities to, I mean, that's kind of the vision that I have. I think it's just so exciting when you think of that.
We're one team.
Yes.
And isn't it? It's amazing what can happen through collaboration,
yeah,
partnership,
entering
into those types of common visions together and combining strengths and learning from each other. And so I so much agree with that. Mm. And I do think we need to be looking for those opportunities and have our eyes open. How could we come together to do a great kingdom work? How can we start something? How can we get something moving, bolster something, bring some strengths together so that,
Well, that's one of the reasons I love to feature people such as yourself, Gary, because someone will be watching this who say, hey, you know that we needed so-and-so. Well, you know, Anne-Marie's just interviewed this great guest, and that's how things happen, you know, I think. Let's talk about pushing for innovation. You say that your passion of reaching others for Christ has led you to challenge the status quo thinking and practices. On a practical level for business leaders, you have a heart for bringing Jesus to the marketplace. Share more about this.
Yeah, as far as challenging the status quo, it's not something I really set out to do. Mm. It's something that I saw from a perspective of what we needed. Mm. And so, but I tend to innovate. I've written, you know, Soul Whisperer, the subtitle is Why the Church Must Change the Way It Views Evangelism.
Mm.
Okay,
yes.
So that is a direct title that is saying, hey, I've got a paradigm here for you to consider. That's a new paradigm, a deeper way to look at how we're to bring the message of Christ to the world. And of course, it is a biblical model, but it's not typically the way churches are thinking, the way Christians are thinking. It's a deeper way when we talk about spiritual influence. And I've developed a whole bunch of skills along those lines in Soul Whisperer. And so some of the ones, just so you know, I'll just throw them out for the listeners. But, you know, one is called the disclosure window, and another one is called the gospel key. Mm-hmm. And these are things that we see in the life of Christ, but they are ways for us to think about how we can bring the message of Christ to people in a resonant and a very real way. And so that is what I've done, is I've innovated with bringing skills to the church.
Yes.
And so I think innovation is not a goal in itself. It's what we need to adapt, to change, to be effective. And I think that's a big part of my drive as an analyst, somebody who is observing what is happening. And I tend to take things and then want to break it down. Well, why are we not effective? Yeah, why do we have so many Christians who haven't ever led another person to Christ? Why do we have so many Christians who are isolated from non-Christians and wouldn't really know how to go about getting alongside somebody and then being able to have spiritual influence in their life. And so I ask the hard questions, the big questions, and then out of that, looking at scripture and seeking God, we get new answers.
Yes.
And so Soluspur is very much a book that's bringing kind of a new innovative way to think. And remission is that as well. From the leadership perspective, how do leaders raise their people in the church to be missionally effective? How do we get mission formation to happen? And I have entirely new ideas on how to do that.
Yeah, fantastic. You know, as you're sharing that, I'm reminded there's a couple of young women who have just recently, well, when I say just recently, I'd have to say over the last couple of years, come to know Christ. And you really can see the passion. In fact, one of them I met at a networking event and we were talking, and just a lovely young woman. And then she leaned over to me and she said, "Oh, by the way, I'm a Christian." And then I just went, wow, now we can take our conversation to a whole new level. And then I thought to myself after we had that meeting, why is it that I didn't say anything beforehand? And here she was just overflowing with absolute passion and speaking, and she was just a young Christian. And, you know, she's been on the show, and it's just so interesting. She had no, even when we went to a networking event just recently, was just no inhibitions whatsoever. And I think sometimes, you know, we can become, not stale, but not really sharing that in a way that can make a huge impact. So I think the work that you're doing, certainly from the sounds of it, the book and the other resources that you're bringing forward, can certainly help us to do that in a way that will certainly make an impact in a world that needs it desperately, you know, absolutely.
We've identified, just for the listeners, we've identified 10 skills, 10. So we think these are 10 skills that all Christians should learn and practice. And some of the learning, it happens through practice.
Yes.
So you have to get alongside non-believing people and learn how to utilize some of these skills. And so absolutely critical. And reaching one, you know how God is, just like in any of our businesses, any good thing that happens and multiplies, right? You know, God, you reach one, God's vision is not for you just to reach your friend. It's to reach your friend and to reach their friends, right? it's movemental. It has a way of moving to impact more people. And that's also why spiritual influence, learning spiritual influence skills, is so important, because it is a catalyzer of movement. We had one of our friends who's been learning some of the Soul Whisper skills and remission skills, led a Japanese gal to Christ. And, you know, I mean, she was completely outside of any influence, Christian influence. And but she practiced some of these skills, led her to Christ. And then she has then opened up started a blog. And all these thousands and thousands of Japanese people are responding to her blog with all these spiritual questions. I mean, you would never have imagined all that's happened through reaching that person. But that's the way the movement of the gospel is. Yes. It's exciting.
Yeah. Oh, very, very exciting. So, Gary, how can people get in contact with you? How can they purchase a copy of the book?
Yes. Soul Whisper is Remission are on Amazon. And Amazon's new to Australia. Is that right?
The store is, for sure. We've been able to get books, but not a lot of the other products that the U.S. have been able to access.
So you're going to be able to order both Soul Whisper and Remission on Amazon. But also my publisher, Whitaker House for Remission, let me know that. Is it Kurong? Kurong?
Oh, Kurong. Yes.
Books.
Yeah, yes.
And Word Bookstores and KI Entertainment are all distributors of Remission.
Yes.
And so Remission is rethinking how church leaders create movement. And so Remission is a leadership focus for mission-minded members and leaders, church leaders. And Soul Whisper, I wrote it to all Christians. I think it'd be Both books are fantastic as far as really helping you really to think through the influence dynamics with people.
Yeah, fantastic. So, Gary, one of the things, thank you so much, and we'll put all of those links, of course, on the show notes, which people can access, ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com/TCE63. One of the things I'm doing for all of my guests, and I'd be honored to do this for you too, is just closing up the show with a word of prayer. May I do that for you too, Gary?
Oh, sure. Thank you.
Thank you. Father God, thank you for the time that we have been able to spend with Gary today, hearing about his passion and the insights that he has shared. Lord, to build kingdom businesses, as we've heard, can take time. But what's most important, even with the struggles and the challenges, that we're reminded we must lean into you. We must read your word, because with your strength in and through us, that is when the Holy Spirit can move and we can really start to see some supernatural things happen when we allow you to partner with us in our business. Father, we just want to pray for Gary's mission, his work, for his books. We ask that you continue to show him favor and blessing and get those resources and the resources he continues to build out into the hands, the ears, the eyes of people who you want to learn about these resources, because we really know that today's world needs to hear about you. You are the answer to what so many people are looking for, you know, to hope and love, and, you know, they're struggling, Lord. So we really pray that you'll move in that way. We also continue to also pray for the people who are listening and watching today, whether they're live with us now or whether they're looking at the recording. We continue to pray for them too and the businesses that they are creating. Lord, may we collaborate with like-minded people who love you, so that together, united, we can make a difference by sharing the message. We can live out Jesus in our actions, our interactions, and what we contribute to other organizations who are there doing great things on the ground in communities that certainly need our financial support. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you so much, Gary. It's been an absolute blessing. And one of the things that I say to all of my guests, if you ever want to come back on the show, there's an open invitation there. We can dive into some other topics, which I know are going to be very important for our audience to continue to walk with him, build successful kingdom businesses, but all the while honoring him along the way. So thanks again for coming on the show.
Thank you, Anne-Marie. Thank you to all the listeners.
You've been listening to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, brought to you by BeTheDifferenceMovement.com, changing the world one message at a time. Do you feel called to influence real change with your message? Join our supportive community of like-minded influencers, thought leaders, and disruptors at www.BeTheDifferenceMovement.com. That's BeTheDifferenceMovement.com.